Radio 1. Vorspiel. Auf den letzten Drücker.
Die fünfköpfige Band Owls by Nature aus dem kanadischen Edmonton praktiziert seit 2010 ihren klassischen, schnörkellosen, hymnischen Folkrock, das es nur so seine Art hat. Nach reichlich Live-Auftritten in ihrer Heimat und dem 8-Song-Debütalbum Backwater machten sich Ian McIntosh, Sean Hamilton und die anderen Owls 2013 daran, mit ihrer zweiten Platte Everything is Hunted weltweit durchzustarten. Jetzt legen sie mit ihrem aktuellen Album The Forgotten and the Brave noch einen drauf. Auf der Bühne erleben kann man die kanadischen Folkpunks heute Abend im Privatclub, aber jetzt sind Owls by Nature erst einmal im Radio 1 Studio im Admiralspalast.
Und zwar nicht zu fünft, aber zu zweit. Ian and Corey, welcome to Berlin.
Thank you for having us.
The second time at the Privatclub tonight. You've been here in January, right?
Yeah, this is our second time playing there. We love it. It's a great club.
Yeah. And you're touring the you did not tour the whole year, but you had a break and you came back now.
Yeah, we did have a break. We were here in January for a month.
Yeah.
And flew back out September 16th and did the Reeperbahn Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And from there went to studio in France for a little bit. And then after a week after that, we went back out onto the road again.
Aha, okay. Also Sie waren im Januar schon mal hier, haben auch im Privatclub gespielt. Dann sind Sie eine Weile getourt und dann sind Sie zum Beispiel Reeperbahn-Festival haben Sie gespielt. Dann sind Sie nach Frankreich gegangen und haben ein neues Album aufgenommen. Und jetzt sind Sie wieder hier. And you played at the women's prison in Vechta. Sie haben, das fand ich ja irgendwie sensationell und ungewöhnlich, Sie haben in einem Frauengefängnis in einer JVA für Frauen in Vechta gespielt. How did it come to that? Also wie kam es denn dazu?
That's a question that we get. it seems like a little bit, because it's a good story, I guess. Our label, Gunner Records, the head of that label, his name is Gunnar, and he has a lot of friends. I guess, and we were booking, he was booking our first tour along with FKP Scorpio, our booking agent. And we had a day off that they couldn't fill. And he's friends with the warden of the women's prison. And they have a thing where they have a certain amount of shows or activities every year that go on for the women there. And they put us in there as one of the shows. And yeah, it was, that's how that came about. But it was really interesting. They told the ladies who were there, if they wanted to come see us, they could smoke in the basement where we put the show on.
Yeah.
So I think half the women just came down to smoke, which is kind of funny, but...
It seemed like they were enjoying it by the end, though.
Oh, yeah. They were dancing along.
Okay, Aha. Also Sie haben wirklich, das ist eine sehr, sehr interessante Geschichte. Sie werden natürlich immer wieder danach gefragt, seit Sie dort gespielt haben. Und es hat einfach damit zu tun, dass Gunnar, also der Chef des Labels hier in Deutschland, befreundet ist mit dem Warden. Also mit dem Chef dieser Einrichtung, dieser JVA, und sagt, ja, die machen da sehr viele interessante, auch kulturelle Sachen in dieser Einrichtung und haben gesagt, okay, dann spielt doch mal hier. Und ihr könnt auch rauchen, hat man den Frauen gesagt im Keller. Und dann sind sie alle runtergegangen und haben da geraucht. Und am Ende, sagt dann Ian, hat es ihnen möglicherweise auch gefallen. So, by the end, they liked your music. It must be a strange feeling. I mean, to feel comfortable amongst so many women, that feels great, maybe, but under the circumstances.
Well, it's like a regular show.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think the thing is, too, is everybody makes mistakes, you know? Some of us get caught, some of us don't.
Yeah.
So we're all alike.
Yeah, that's not what I meant, but it's different circumstances.
It's not a regular
concert.
Yeah. It was definitely a little weird at the beginning, because...
Yeah.
You know, you have a bunch of people who are there against their will and maybe not having the best of luck in their lives. And it was nice to be able to give something to them and see them smile, you know, because maybe that's a big deal for them. I don't really know. But what I do know, what the guy told us at the end, he said, because there's different levels of security in the prison, there's more of a maximum security level, where those women who had were convicted of more serious crimes weren't allowed to come to that show.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, because we were in the basement, a lot of the women would go and huddle around the vents because they could hear the music coming up. And they'd, like, he'd have 10 or 15 women just huddled around one of the vents listening to the show.
Upstairs.
Which upstairs.
Couldn't go down.
Which is kind of a neat picture to paint. I thought that was like really cool.
Yeah.
Something from a movie.
Also es war auch eine filmreife Szenerie, sagt Ian. Also klar, es ist ein bisschen seltsam. Also für gewöhnlich spielt man in normalen Clubs und Corey sagt, na ja, also es ist ja, man kommt da rein, man hat Pech, es läuft nicht so gut im Leben, aber letztlich sind das ja Leute wie du und ich. Und es gab da natürlich verschiedene Sicherheitsstufen. Also die Frauen, die bei dem Konzert waren, die waren so unter etwas leichteren Sicherheitsstufe. Dann gab es aber Fälle, übersetze ich das richtig, guck schon wieder so skeptisch, Stefan, die durften nicht mit runter in den Keller. Und die haben aber irgendwie, hat sich das dann doch übertragen und sie haben schon sehr viel auch mitbekommen von dem Konzert. Und das war für sie eine ungewöhnliche Situation, aber auch eine sehr, sehr interessante und wahrscheinlich eine unvergessliche Situation. And you've been to Hamburg and finally learned what a hamburger is, right?
Yeah, we got interviewed by a couple nice guys before our show at Reeperbahn, and I had heard somewhere that the hamburger was from Hamburg. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it makes sense if you tell someone like me that.
Yeah.
I guess that's not true, but no one really knows where it comes from. But he said some people...
He thought it was the U.S.
Actually from the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he said, from the U.S.
Yeah.
But you read that interview because he said there's multiple different origin stories of the hamburger,
yeah.
And some say it came from sailors from Germany.
Sailors from Germany that brought it to the US.
I don't know, yeah.
It's in the interview. They brought it back to us. Also wir haben uns nochmal mit der Geschichte des Hamburgers, also mit diesem mit dem Hamburger beschäftigt und sie dachten immer davon, das ist jetzt wirklich Smalltalk. Also Hamburger kämen natürlich aus Hamburg, sie haben auf der Reeperbahn gespielt und wurden da eines Besseren belehrt. Aber darüber wollen wir gar nicht reden, sondern über die Musik. You just released your second album, The Forgotten and the Brave. So we have to talk about the forgotten and the brave and the people in between. Also über die Vergessenen und die Mutigen und die Leute dazwischen. Who are the forgotten and the brave and who are you within?
I think they're not really people. The song is kind of a metaphor for my conscience. And my conscience is looking for a place between the forgotten and the brave. One of the lines is, there's a little bird inside my head that sings an honest melody, mm-hmm. and warns me when the tragedy is nearest to my reach. But the little bird that's chirping away is my moral compass, I guess, and my conscience. So, you know, when things get rough, looks for a place to go and looks for a place between the forgotten and the brave.
Uh-huh, okay.
So that's what that line's referring to. It's not referring to necessarily a group of people. Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay, das habe ich also falsch verstanden. The forgotten and the brave, dachte ich, das sind die Vergessenen und die Mutigen, aber Ian erklärt, das hat damit gar nichts zu tun, sondern es hat mit dem Bewusstsein zu tun, mit seinem Bewusstsein. Also es gibt einen kleinen Vogel in seinem Kopf und der ist unterwegs und muss sich manchmal entscheiden, zu wem, wohin er tendiert, zum Vergessenen oder zum Mutigen. You just told Ian that you have your own radio show in a basement in Edmonton.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Also er selbst, Ian hat selbst eine Radiosendung in Edmonton. What kind of radio show is it? A college radio?
Yeah, it's a college, it's a university radio station, CJSR. CJSR. It's 88.5 on the FM dial. But yeah, we actually do the same kind of thing you do. Ah. It's the same type of format. It's called the events calendar. So we cover local shows that are going on, and we have guests on and that perform as well and interview them and stuff. And,
uh-huh.
But okay. I just do it once a week, every Friday, between 4 and 5, and I volunteer. So
yeah, also er macht freiwillig eine oder so auf freiwilliger Basis und wahrscheinlich ohne große Bezahlung eine Show zwischen 4 und 5 Uhr nachmittags einmal die Woche freitags und so ähnlich wie unsere Sendung. Also laden Künstler ein. Und also so lokale Artisten, Künstler und interviewen die. Und actually, you used to work at a brewery.
Yeah.
Also er hat mal in einer Brauerei gearbeitet. You still do? No.
I quit to go on the road and they replaced me.
They replaced you?
Yeah.
Are you replaceable?
I don't think they were happy to see me go. But I was the sales representative for a brewing company that actually made a German-style lager, which is really good, award-winning back home. But I don't work there anymore.
Aha. Also er hat in einer Brauerei gearbeitet, war da ja, Vertriebsmensch offenbar so, also in der Vertriebssparte. Er musste leider ersetzt werden, was ein sehr, sehr herber Verlust war. Aber ja, er trauert diesem Job. Also sie haben da ein gutes Bier hergestellt, offenbar. And you are a tattoo artist.
That's true, I am a tattoo artist.
You am.
I am.
You are.
I am, yeah.
Also das kann man
you
übrigens, Corey. Corey ist ein, das sieht man, also das, wir müssen das nachher mal fotografieren. We have to put a photograph on Facebook. And so.
Yeah,
to,
absolutely.
Yeah. You did it yourself? No.
Well, no, I don't tattoo myself. I like to sit back and relax while I'm getting tattooed as much as you can. You
yeah,
know?
It's hard to relax. When
but I do have one I did myself, but, you know, it's probably the worst tattoo I've ever done. There's a funny story behind these two tattoos.
What is it? Also, sie haben beide das gleiche Tattoo auf dem Daumen. Ah, ein Anker ist das, okay.
Yeah, we both have them.
Yeah. You were both drunk, I think.
Well,
no?
yeah, maybe.
That and
there
maybe
might
some
have
other
been,
things.
Yeah, might have been some beer involved. But, you know, the best thing is you look back at the tattoo and it makes you laugh because you think of that night, you know.
And me and Corey sometimes will just go like,
you know, we thumbs up each other,
okay.
We know.
Yeah. Gut, das können Sie jetzt nicht sehen, aber wir werden das auf jeden Fall dokumentieren. Sie haben beide diesen kleinen Anker und Sie wissen genau, in welcher Nacht, es war auch etwas Bier im Spiel und so, das entstanden ist. And you have a tattoo folk rock on your 10 fingers.
So. Corey did this too.
Aha, okay, yeah. Because that is really what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's folk rock. And sometimes it's a little more on the folk side and sometimes it's a little more on the rock. Uh-huh. I just did this more for a joke. But it turns out that it's pretty fitting.
Because normally it says hate and love.
Hate, love, or punk rock, or something like hardcore like
Hold
that.
Fast. Okay.
Folk rock just seems...
Das ist ein Statement. Also ja, es ist ein lustiges Statement, weil also Ian sagt, manchmal ist es eher Folk und manchmal eher Rock. When I think of folk rock, I always think of, it's something from the 80s.
I'm more of a 70s guy. I think more like Neil Young and the
band.
Yeah, the
Robbie
band.
Robertson.
Huge fans of the band.
Yeah, Levon Helm.
It's
Helm
a goddamn impossible way of life.
Yes.
It's a quote I took from an interview with
you. Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, yeah, we're eight weeks into this current tour, and that's something that's ringing a little true.
It's a very relatable quote to us, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But also, we love it.
Yeah, also ich habe so gedacht, Folkrock, ja, 80er, nee, eher 70er, sagt Ian. Also eher so the band Robbie Robertson, und dann kommt natürlich gleich It's a Goddamn Impossible Way of Life. Ist ein gottverdammter, unmöglicher Weg zu leben, also diese Art zu leben und auch Musik zu machen. Und das ist sozusagen auch das Statement, was Sie oder dieses Zitat, das Ihnen sehr entspricht. Und Neil Young natürlich. Neil Young could be your granddad already.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I guess he could,
He could be our granddad. He's old.
He'd be a cool granddad.
Have you met him?
No, never.
No.
He's a Canadian, too.
Yeah.
But no, we never met him.
No.
Okay. Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Canadians, there are always those stereotypes. Like, Canadians have those kinds of shirts. You were, also bei Kanada denkt man immer
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack, and what else?
Dog sled racers.
Live in igloos and...
Ja, also bei Kanada, genau. Messerkampf, Ringen mit Bären, Holzhacken, Igloos bauen und Hundeschlitten fahren und so. You are those kind of, you especially, are this kind of guy.
I'm a Canadian guy, yeah, sure. Yeah. We're really, well, another one is we're really polite and nice, I guess. I don't know. I would like to think that I live up to the Canadian stereotypes. I'm not ashamed of
no,
being
you
from
can
Canada.
Follow that.
I love Canada. Yeah. I love Europe too, though. Mm. Corey is very Canadian too. Canada is so big. There's so many different parts of it. He's Acadian, so the French speaking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the East Coast.
Yeah. Acadian is a East Coast Canadian.
I'm a West Coast. Ja. Boy,
so. Also sie haben sich jetzt gerade noch mal so ein bisschen lokalisiert, also während Corey ein East Coast, ein French Canadian ist, ein Cadian ist.
Oui.
Genau, kommt Ian von der Westküste und damit haben sie sozusagen das ganze kanadische Spektrum abgebildet. Und das wird man heute Abend auch hören im Privatclub. So you're playing tonight the second time in this year at the Privatclub.
Can't wait.
Nein, you can't wait.
Can't
you can
wait.
Leave immediately.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we gotta go.
That'd be mean.
Okay, thank you very much
thank you for
being
for
here.
Us.
And also heute Abend, 21 Uhr im Privatclub, die wunderbare, sehr sympathische, sehr bescheidene und höfliche und vor allem sehr kanadische Band Owls by Nature. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
You.
And
Bye.
Come to Private Club.
Yeah.
Radio 1, nur für Erwachsene.